Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 36 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees.
Oh, I forgot you were out there, Jeff. NHTVE.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria, stand by.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
W8RI.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo.
November 8, Hotel Romeo Kilo. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Ron in Saginaw. Good evening.
Good evening, Ron. Can you give me your last three characters again, please?
Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Yankee Victor Foxtrot. KC8YVF.
KC8YVF. This is November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. I'm in Chesning, middle, or about 5-6 miles northwest of Chesning, in the middle of Five Wooded Acres.
I'm out here at I-75 and 675, headed home. I've got a dinner meeting tonight up in Sanford at 6, so I'm trying to make it home as quickly as possible and meeting with another guy to head up there for the dinner meeting for the Midland Radio Club.
Okay, on the Midland repeater, I know it used to be, I'm a blind ham, it used to be 147000. What is it now?
It still is the same, but they do have a tone for it. At one point, they did not have a tone assigned for it, but the tone is, I think it's 103.5 for the squelch tone for it. Some issues, though, a few years ago, they had to move their repeater from a tower that was owned by Dow, which was on the kind of the east side of town. They ended up relocating that repeater to a tower out on M20 to the west side of town, which left a large gap in the coverage area to the east side, but they have since put up a receive site at Midland High School to help alleviate that problems, and they're working on other issues in order to try and rectify that. But still same frequency, but they do have a tone with it now.
Okay, so if Midland, well, I know I got Midland in a repeater. A friend of mine put it in. There are some other ones. So on my VHF, if I was to punch in enter, then would be the three I'd want to punch in, just 000?
Yep, 000, 147.000 as the received frequency.
Ron, I got a phone call. N8RHK.
No problem. KC8YVF mobile. KC8VOA. Rick, are you out there?
KC8VOA.
Okay.
KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
Good evening, Rick. I am headed home. Left about 2 minutes early. Try and get back to the house as quickly as possible. And the mic will probably be waiting in my driveway.
it makes kind of a tight time frame to get everything done and get there in time. So, looks like we could have some potential bad weather tonight.
Yeah, last report I heard was we could have some thunderstorms this evening, but they were not expecting any severe thunderstorms, but you know how that works sometimes.
Yeah, I know how that works, and so forth, so, but, yeah. So we just have to watch the weather and see what happens, go from there. It's going to be kind of late, too, when it comes in, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the report since this morning, so if they updated anything later, usually at 4 a.m. in the morning, then they do another three around, another one about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but haven't looked at that one yet, see if they did. But yeah, they were just, from what I heard, just some possibility non-severe thunderstorms tonight. Warmer tomorrow, 50-something, 55 could break the records in some areas, I guess, they're saying for tomorrow. And then the cold front comes through, and everything gets colder, and by Saturday night into Sunday, a chance of some snow, although what I looked at this morning said an inch or less, but in some reports I've seen was had it more than that, so we'll wait and see what happens then on Sunday. But next week it's supposed to be all above freezing, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, what I saw on the Michigan Storm Chasers, they're looking at roughly up to an inch and a half or so in this area. So the further north, there was different little bands going across. We have to be in one of the bands in this area. So we just have to wait until it happens. Which shifts this way or that way, it changes the whole outlook of things as time comes.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Well, tomorrow night my project is I have to design a replacement part for my son-in-law's work. They have a part that one of the guys broke that I should be able to replicate on Tinkercad. And he dropped it off last night so I can get measurements. It's in a couple of pieces where it got broke, but I can get it back together enough. I might even be able to super glue it back together so I can get more accurate measurements off on it. But I don't think it's quite that critical. But I'll work on that tomorrow night and the weekend. And then I got a dinner on Saturday at 4:30 back up at Sanford, like you said. And then Sunday, if the weather doesn't turn too bad, my brother and sister-in-law are supposed to come up for dinner.
Oh, that sounds like fun. You're going to be all dinnered out.
Yeah, that's about it. Well, the grandkids were over last night, got to see the new toys, at least the 3D toys. So the robot game, I haven't been able to play it very well. Of course, I'm old and not into those things, and my grandson and granddaughter sit right down and start playing the game and don't have a lot of trouble with it. I've got to do some modifications for it. The little robot has to pick up these packages, and at least a little wiggle, the packages fall off the arm. So I'm going to have to do a little bit of modification here to it, and I might have to reprint the top half of the robot and make his arms just a little bit longer, and that would help to catch the packages and also to get the packages off his arms and onto the next conveyor belt. But they sat right down and started playing it last night, and it's kind of like I had dickens of a problem trying to do it, and I kept going the wrong way with the robot and all of those things. I'm not a gamer, and they sit right down and start playing it, so they were having fun.
Oh, yeah, like a duck in water. Yeah, that's the way the young kids go with that. And I just heard Mama call down, so I'm going to have to run upstairs to see what's going on.
All right, sir, no problem. I just come up to the light at Mackinac and Weiss here, so I'll be home in a couple anyhow. and get rid of my work gear and grab the White Elephant gifts to take for tonight, and then we'll be off. So have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, KC8YVM.
Well, you and Mike have a good night and be safe. Have fun. KC8BOA.
KC8YVF, mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 44 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 44 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees.
NERHK.
Good evening, 21 hours. Rain, 46 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 46 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.